So thank you very much for seeing me. My name is Cornelius. I'm from a community in Denmark that is half the size of Oroville in people. In terms of land, it's much smaller. We have a lot of things in common between the two communities.
It's also an international community?
In a way, it's not conceived as such. It doesn't have any discourse either. It came about because there was a lack of living space for young people. So, but there are people from all over the world. We have people from Africa, South America. So it's quite a phenomenon. I'm doing a radio program for a community radio in Denmark.
Well, my name is Bala Bhaskar. So I'm an officer of the government. You know, I served in what is known as the Indian Administrative Service for a long time. I retired in 2009, and I've got this job on contract here for a period of 3 years. And I did this job earlier while in active service for 5 years, from between 1996 to 2001. It's difficult to explain what my job is about here, because my job is specified in the Oroville Foundation Act, which is an act of the Indian Parliament. So the secretary is secretary to the three components of the Oroville Foundation. One is the governing board, and there is a international advisory council, and then there is a residence assembly, which consists of all the residents who are entered in the register, which is maintained by me. So, and the act specifies that I will work under the direction of the chairman of the governing board. But I am secretary of all three bodies. I am secretary of the Oroville Foundation. Now, my job as per the act is not that of a chief executive, but that of a coordinator or a facilitator. That is how I see this role, and that's what the act specifies. Is there anything more you want to know?
No, that's fine. That's very fine. Like you mentioned, you also held this chair from 96 to
2001.
What made you return to this position?
Well, that's again difficult to explain. I like this place. I like this job. Not that it is a very easy job, but I like this job. So when there was an opportunity to come back, I decided to come back.
Okay. From the perspective of the Indian government, your position as an administrator, this is quite unusual. How do you feel it's perceived by your peers in the Indian government? Are you the odd one out, so to
say? No, you are. I mean, I don't think peers have a definite opinion on this about this job. I mean, the ministry under which this organization is there, I mean, the ministry which has got the responsibility for Oroville Foundation, I mean, they see the secretary as a representative of the government, you know. So sometimes that leads to little problems, because I see my role as a secretary of the Oroville Foundation, not as a representative of the government here, you know. It's a dual role.
Yeah.
So that is, I mean, many of them do not have really any idea about what this job entails.
Skeptics might argue that Oroville is a bunch of freaks trying to accomplish the impossible with a 30 meter tall golf ball made of gold and the words of the mother. Do you sometimes wake up in the morning thinking that this is too weird to succeed?
No, I don't think so. I think, things are accomplished by faith. Mm. Unless you have faith, you have no business to be here. So, I mean, if you think that all this will not happen, that means you lost your faith and then you have no business to be here.
You're here with your family. I know that you were last time anyways.
Yeah.
And
no, my family is only one son who has got his own life. He studied here, of course. He is now a lawyer, so he is not likely. He'll come only for weekends and vacations. So my wife will join me, I hope, after some time.
I see. So if I can just talk about the prior tenure you had here, then with your, when your family was here, to what extent would your family engage with the community here?
Well, my son studied in an Oroville school, and he has more friends in Oroville than I have.
Okay.
So he has been coming here also regularly. As he says, he is almost an Orovillian.
So, do you feel like an Orovillian?
No.
I went to the last residence assembly, and it was a great experience. It very much reminded me of how our meetings are back in my community, except they are much more chaotic, much more random than how we do it. I'm very impressed with how they do it here. I know that that was your first time in a residence assembly. And I'm curious to ask you, or to find out, what were you expecting? Or how to say, did the format of the whole thing, did the comments, did it surprise you?
No, it didn't surprise me, but it was a pleasant experience, because I have never been invited to a residence assembly earlier, and whatever reports I've had of residence assembly are very chaotic and very emotional, and lots of this thing and all. So that, this was a very mature kind of a handling. I don't know how much of it was due to the people who conducted it, and how much of it is actual people coming of age or whatever it is. It was a very pleasant experience.
Did you intend to go to more residence assemblies in the...
Well, if they invite me, if they don't invite me, I will not go, obviously.
Okay. Like you said yourself, and how I also perceive it, there's a lot of strife, there's a lot of competition between people, as there are, is always in the communities, and with all the land and finance related problems, you so to say sit with all the conflicts here, in a sense. What, considering all these issues, what is an achievable goal for Oroville in the next 10 years or so?
I don't think I can answer that question. It's they will achieve whatever they want to achieve. If they want to do this within the next 2 years, they can achieve that. But if they don't want to do that, then they will not achieve that. You see, that is something as in many of these issues, I feel that I only should give a helping hand. Not force things on people. This is my feeling, my own philosophy. But never know. But every day you are tempted to do something which, so that you are able to achieve some very concrete goal in very short time. But I don't think in the larger purpose it is very helpful.
According to you, what are the most pressing issues for Oroville right now?
No, that's from a perspective of a person who's in charge of this office. Mm-hmm. I think we have already delayed securing the land for the city. And I think there has to be some consensus on building the city and manifesting the city, because this was, this was supposed to be a city. It's not just a place where people can come and have a good time. That's not the intention. It's supposed to be a living city which is an experiment. So the city has to manifest. So, I think there is, this is not very clear to many people, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that is a very pressing issue. The land for the city, and then what has to be done to manifest the city. These are two important issues.
Your tenure this time around will be cut short, I understand, because...
No, it's not cut short. It's a contract for 3 years.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so it's... I thought it was always this fixed... Okay, because I understand...
My thing is for 3 years. If somebody was in service, then he could continue for 5-year tenure.
Okay.
But because I'm on contract, I'm for 3 years, and because they don't normally, the government does not give contractual employment to people above 65.
That's what I understood.
So, yeah, so that is what it is. And
if you could extend it, would you do that?
Well, the government is willing, then I'll be, if I am able and you know, if I am otherwise all right, I'd be willing to do that. But it's not, it's too early to speculate on that.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And I know this is also pure speculations from much further down the line, I suppose, but my last question to you is, would you consider becoming an Aurovillian yourself over time?
I might. I might. But you ask me whether I feel like an Aurovillian, I don't feel like an Aurovillian at the moment. But I might seek admission as an Aurovillian down the road, maybe. Mm-hmm. If I can be of some use.
I'm sure you can. You are very much respected around the Aurovillian, is my impression. I just thought of one more question, because Mana just took me to the Matrimount. Yeah, it's a very profound experience. I've been there before as well. And I want to ask you, do you also go to the Matrimount?
Yeah, I go. But I go more regularly to the Banyan and sit under that. I think even that is enough for me. You know, going up every time is not necessary, but I do go to the chamber.
So you in a way you follow also the ideals of Sri Aurobindo and the mother?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's all I had.
Thank you.